9 p.m., July 13th, one of the many conversations between the New York Power Pool and Con Ed's Energy Control Center.
Bill, I hate to bother you, but you better shed about 400 megawatts of load or you're going to lose everything down there.
Yeah, I'm trying to.
You're trying to? All you got to do is hit the button or shed it, and then you worry about it afterwards. But you got to do something there. Go down in and tie on you.
Yeah, right.
That conversation was followed a half hour later by...
If anyone can still hear me, we are having electrical difficulties in at least this portion of Manhattan.
Anchorman Greg Baker trying to broadcast to News 88 listeners. It was 9:34 and the blackout that couldn't happen was happening. Reporter Irene Cornell reported from her Westchester home.
All I can tell you is there were severe electrical storms to the north just prior to the blackout here. It went out... Lights totally went out about 15 minutes ago.
All off-duty cops were ordered to report. Airports closed, trains limped to a halt in their tunnels, and it was soon obvious that this was a serious situation. A Con Ed spokesperson struggled for an explanation.
A series of lightning strikes knocked out the power lines to the Indian Point 3 power station. Shortly after 9 o'clock, we went into a 5% voltage reduction. Then we went into an 8% voltage reduction. Then we shed some load in Elmsford and Mount Vernon, doing everything we could to alleviate the strain on the system, but it wasn't enough. And about 9:34 p.m., we lost the entire system.
Perhaps when Charles Luce got a call at his candle-lit Westchester home saying, "Charlie, we've lost Manhattan," he had memories of the great blackout of 65, New Yorkers helping each other. But this time, New Yorkers helped themselves. Reporter Steve Reed saw that ugly part of the story as it began developing.
Heavy rainfall has started here in New York City, and fortunately for the people along 14th Street, the rain is a blessing in disguise. When I came here to the headquarters of Con Ed, there was a lot of shattered glass, a lot of police sirens, police lights, a lot of police activity along the block. Sporadic looting had started. However, it is under control now. The police are stationed, and as I said, the rainfall has dispersed some of the crowd that had started to get a bit unruly.
No one at the Con Ed offices could tell reporters anything. At one point, a Con Ed official said there would be a statement as soon as the TV cameras showed up. TV, protested one radio reporter. Wait a second. That's ridiculous. Forget about television. Radio is on the air. This is radio's night. And indeed it was. People turned to their car and transistor radios for information. What happened? How long would it last? Mayor Beam, setting up an emergency command post at City Hall, was on the air to reassure New York.
I've ordered an emergency a little after 10 and been in touch with Commissioner Codd and Acting Commissioner Murphy of the Fire Department. Also our traffic commissioner.
The effect was, to understate it, eerie, as Ben Farnsworth learned as he battled his way through murky Manhattan.
It is bedlam trying to drive in this city. You can't see nothing, obviously, other than what flashes before your headlights. The problem you have is that there are people everywhere. Old people, young people, I've seen kids that can't be any older than 6 or 7 years of age running in the streets.
People walk 30, 40, 50 flights of stairs to get to hotel rooms or apartments. Others slept in hotel lobbies, offices. Still others took to local bars for candlelight celebrations. Celebrating what? They knew not. Mayor Beam groped through the darkness for information. Shortly before midnight, 2 hours into the blackout, he relayed this reassuring news. Things were much better, technically, than they were in 1965.
In fairness to Mr. Luce, I asked him, when do you think we might be able to get relief? He says, I'm a little hesitant saying it to you. But he says it's possible that within an hour they're going to begin to reconnect parts. And he thinks in several hours that the system, the total system, will be all right.
But it was far from all right. The mayor ordered New York closed for the day, and by noon, after 15 hours of no power, Beam blew a fuse.
I want to express first my total outrage that at this hour, the city of New York is still without power, and the prospects for restoration of full electrical service remain vague as far as Con Ed is concerned. And given what occurred 12 years ago, Con Ed's performance is, at the very least, gross negligence.
An act of God was a phrase attributed to and denied by Con Ed officials, but the darkness, whatever its cause, shielded acts not of God, but as one observer put it, acts of animals.
It's a damn shame. Where are they going to shop for a few trinkets? Overnight thing, overnight thrill. My wife and I, we're disgusted. We're Brooklyn-born and bred residents, and we love our city. But like the way it looks, it's too much.
It's too much. I'm telling you, this is really...
I mean, this is... This is unbelievable.
Yeah, this is like, you know, this is like a lawless town here. You get a peak preview of what it's going to be like, say, in the last days. Everybody running mad.
That was in Brooklyn, where the harsh light of morning revealed the devastation of the looting and glistened off the tears of store owners like this one.
Man, clothing a store, you know, that's where I make my living. I have four kids. I don't know what I'm going to do now, you know. I have to support my wife. I have four children. I have my own house. And now I stay without job, you know. They destroy everything inside, you know. Like I say, you know, the store is completely destroyed. I don't know how I get another job to support my four kids.
The Bronx was just as bad. The arrests hit a record 3,500. No one knows how many looters ran away. Sociologists of all kinds sought to explain why. And Steve Reed didn't have to look too far to find a laden-down looter who had his own explanation.
I got a whole new wardrobe. I've got a bedroom set, a living room set, a whole joint. I mean, like, enough clothes to go around and give to people that don't have none. So I say, like, what I can't wear, I give it to the people that look like they need it.
That's right, Mr.
Like, say, the people that ain't got no clothes on their back, well, they will have some when I get through.
You don't think there's anything wrong with this, huh?
Not no real big, it's not no real big thing about it.
No real big thing.
9.5 years on this goddamn block. 9.5 years. What do you do now? Where's the help going to get a job? What the hell? The police came here. I asked him, stop him from taking out the stuff. He said, what can we do? And the police said, I can't do nothing. They said, I can't do nothing. What are we going to do? Kill ourselves for you?
Now, 6 months later, many have turned to the courts for help. 9,000 claims totaling more than $300 million have been filed with the city.